our Connexon Sports matchup of the day. St. Mary's, the 7 seed, facing Arizona, the 2 seed. And this game in particular, I think, is really interesting because of the pace that St. Mary's plays. And can they, if you will, slow down an Arizona team that seems to be peaking at the right time and be able to find a way, small margin of error here for St. Mary's. How do the Gales, what do they do, and what do they need to do in order to come up with an upset today?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great matchup. St. Mary's is so outstanding offensively. The way they spread the court, they always have 4 shooters on the court, and then they have a great post player and Londell in the middle. So it's a tough matchup for anybody. Arizona's terrific defensively, as good of a defensive team as there is, in my opinion. Now, they didn't play great defensively last night and gave up a ton of threes, but that's a huge thing, is the three-point line. St. Mary's, with their 4 shooters, the way that they ball screen and space the court, they're really hard to guard. And all of their guards can use ball screens. All the guards can shoot off ball screens. So I think it's a huge key, is making sure that St. Mary's doesn't get open threes and make them make tough contested twos.
Well, you played Arizona twice. The second time in Arizona, you guys had a much more competitive game. It was a 74-67 defeat on February 8th. What did you guys do? What were you able to do to really hang in there and battle?
Yeah, you know, the way that Arizona plays, their mentality, sometimes they go right at guys. And if you're not willing to, you know, throw the first punch and hit them first, it's going to be a tough night because of, you know, the aggressive way that they play. All their guards, you know, do a great job of getting to the lane. So we had a huge emphasis on, you know, clogging the lane and really trying to force them to make the next pass and force, you know, help situations and not have to get into scramble mode. We did a great job in the paint. That was kind of our big thing when we played them. And we were able to drive their bigs a little bit. We were able to get to the offensive glass. But at the same time, you know, they're so hard to guard offensively with all their ball screens that you really got to have 5 guys locked in every possession. The way Markkanen can shoot the ball at 7 feet is remarkable. And then you have those guards who can all penetrate. Alonzo Trier is playing great at the right time. You know, for us, when we played them down in Tucson, it was more of a mindset, just a mindset that we were going to be there and we were going to fight with them as far as we could. And honestly, we were right there to the last possession, and Markkanen hit a big time three from the left corner. So they're a great challenge. They're extremely well coached. And, you know, the hardest thing about them is how they drive the ball and get to the paint.
And what about St. Mary's defensively? Are they equipped to handle what Arizona's going to throw at them today?
You know, they're very underrated defensively. I think they're really solid. They haven't changed very much with their ball screen defense. And I think the way they play ball screens should be worthwhile against Arizona. I think Arizona will definitely look to exploit some pick and pops with Markkanen, because St. Mary's will most of the time play 2 big guys when Arizona also plays 2 big guys. And I think that is a little bit of an advantage for Arizona. But defensively, they really do pack it in, St. Mary's. And they're not going to be out denying, gambling, anything like that. They're going to try to do what they can to keep the ball in front and be really solid in the ball screen defense.
Well, as you talked about, St. Mary's ranked 26th in defensive efficiency, as well as they are one of 8 teams in America that hold opponents to shooting under 30% from beyond the arc, which happens to be a strength for Arizona, who offensively shoots just about 40% from three. Do you think that St. Mary's does a great job running teams off the three-point line, or what's been their key to success in that, and is that a big factor today?
No, I think for sure. You know, the way St. Mary's plays defense is they really guard the ball well, and they have 1 guy guarding the ball and multiple guys helping guard the ball. So whenever a guy has the ball low in the drive, you know, they're ready to be in their help positions, and they do a great job of closing out to shooters. I don't expect St. Mary's to change much of what they do. I do think that the way they play defense is a good way to play against Arizona in terms of, you know, being in the gaps, helping recovering, getting to shooters late. I think Arizona will get, you know, they get their threes off penetration and off pick and pops with Markkanen. St. Mary's should be pretty equipped to guard that. I think it comes down to, can St. Mary's do two things? Can they guard the ball effectively and keep those guys out of the paint where they don't have to get in scramble situations? And then secondly, how well can St. Mary's do on the defensive glass? Arizona's bigs do a great job of getting to the glass. And, you know, I think that's going to be a challenge for St. Mary's with the physicality.
And with that, the pressure that'll be on their post players, because Arizona throws so many bigs at you outside of Markkanen, what they're able to do with Ristic, Pinder now, they're throwing three, four guys that are active bigs that really going to press you to stay out of foul trouble and get blockouts. You really can't have any mental lapses if you're going to take down this Arizona team today.
Yeah, for sure. And Londell is such an elite-level player, and you know they don't have too much depth after him. They have some solid pieces, but they're not the same player that Londell is. And I think that is definitely something worth keeping an eye on, because Arizona does do a really good job. I think they're best when you know they are throwing the ball inside to Ristich and even Markkanen down low, and they're able to just do a lot of different things. When they're attacking, whether it's off the drive or off the post or off the offensive glass, whether it's in transition, which is a huge key, that's when they are best. And if they have to play one-on-one and settle, that's when they're not as good. But lately, they've been terrific getting to the rim, getting to the paint, and putting pressure on the defense.
And that was Coach Adam Cohen of the Stanford Cardinal.